Well, we have to do something to fix the underlying problems of the exchange, and looking at the models to protect our Medicaid beneficiary population, it makes more sense to try to fix ours with another state-based version that allows us to continue to easily enroll our lower-income beneficiaries. I'm still concerned about the lack of transparency with the cost associated with how much we spent on the underlying exchange platform, how much it will continue to cost for these fixes. I think there's a lot of unanswered questions still that remain on how this all transacted, and I have some concerns that the General Assembly wasn't consulted a little bit more in making these decisions. I'm going to be participating in the oversight hearing this afternoon.
Have you gotten a copy of the audit yet? I understand an audit. It's going to be released?
Yeah, I have not yet, but I'm hoping to have a copy before that hearing or in as a part of that discussion in the hearing.
All right, we'll see you at the hearing.
Where is that?